Gumshatsu, and thank you, thank you, thank you.
感谢主，谢谢，谢谢。
We've been together a long time.
我们我曾经来你们这里很久以前。
You've been praying for us for a long time.
哦，也谢谢你们为我们祷告了很久。
I know it's a long time
我知道是很久的时间。
because when we started, I didn't need these.
因为刚开始服的时候，我并不需要戴眼镜。
Okay, let's see if this works. Oops, go the other way. Can I use this? Oh, okay, we'll try. We'll see what happens. Okay, suppose you go to a really expensive store, a really high-class store to buy clothes.
假设你们去一个很高级的店要买衣服。
And you buy a very expensive shirt.
那你买了一件很昂贵的衣服。
But then as you're walking out of the store, suddenly all the alarms go wah, 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 really loud.
当你走出这个店的时候，突然那个警报器响了。
Yeah, and a policeman comes up to you and he says, hey, what are you doing?
然后警察来了就说，哎，你在干嘛？
Says, did you pay for that shirt?
你付钱了吗？
How do you prove that you paid for this shirt?
那他要怎么证明他付了钱呢？
What do you do?
你要怎么做呢？
You show them the receipts, right?
把你的收据给他们看。
I think this is the right button. There, you show the receipts. Probably not 7-Eleven.
这个就是收据。
Today, we are going to take a little bit of time to look at Jesus' receipts.
那我们今天要花一点时间来看耶稣的收据。
The proof for what he did.
去证明他做了什么。
But first, let's look at the Bible.
那我们首先先看一些经文。
Well, next slide, I guess. I don't think this is
下一页
working right. Okay. We're in Luke chapter 24.
我们是路加24章。
Jesus has been crucified.
耶稣被钉在十字架上了。
He has been buried.
他也埋葬了。
And then 3 days later.
然后三天之后。
Next slide, please.
下一页。
Or we got another one. I think we're going to try and fix this.Okay, so too far, go back one. Okay, so 3 days, whoa, back, the other way. Oh, is it is working? Which one do I put? Okay, there we go. So it's 3 days later, and the tomb is empty.
Yeah, 三天之后，那个墓穴是空的。
So women go there and they find Jesus is gone.
所以有很多妇女去那里，发现找不到耶稣。
Angels come and tell him he's risen from the dead.
那天使告诉他们，耶稣已经从死里复活了。
And then Jesus starts appearing to people.
然后耶稣呢接着开始向人显现。
People see him.
人看到他了。
Jesus is alive.
耶稣活了。
So now here in Luke 24 early.
然后在24章前面一点。Okay,
so here we are in 24, at the beginning of 24, and Jesus appears to two men walking on a road.
那耶稣向两个在路上行走的人显现。
These two men are so excited they run back to Jerusalem.
他们很兴奋地回到了耶路撒冷。
And they find all the apostles in one room.
他们发现了所有的使徒都在一个房间。
And all of them are discussing, did you see Jesus? I saw Jesus. I didn't see Jesus. Did you see Jesus?
那他们在那里热烈地讨论，我看到耶稣了，我没有看到耶稣，你有看到耶稣吗？
And that's when we get to verse 36 here.
接下来就到了36节。
Jesus suddenly appears in the room.
这个时候耶稣突然出现在这个房间。
And he says, 平安。
他说平安。
Oh, and then 37 and 38.
然后37, 38. All right,
go on to 37, 38. What I want to discuss, ooh, can't see that too well. Well, what I want to discuss is their reaction. How do they react to seeing Jesus?
那他们看到耶稣之后的反应是什么呢?
It's two things, actually.
两件事。
In 37 and 38.
37, 38节。
They are afraid and they doubt.
他们害怕，而且他们怀疑。
Yeah, or 意念，对吧？意念。Okay, they're afraid and they're doubt. They're afraid because they think he's a ghost.
他们害怕是因为他们以为这是一个魂。
They knew he was dead. They saw he was dead. Now he's alive.
他们知道他死了，他们也看见他死了，居然现在活了。
That's scary.
那是很可怕。
And they're doubting...Because they find this really hard to believe.
他们也怀疑，因为他们觉得这个实在太不可相信。
So be clear, these guys were not expecting the resurrection. Nobody's expecting this.
所以我们要清楚，这些人呢，他们并不知道什么是复活，没有人期待会复活。
But Jesus helps their fear and doubt.
那但是耶稣帮助了他们这些恐惧，还有他们的
怀疑。He can help your fear and doubt.
他同样的也要帮助你的恐惧和你的怀疑。
It's okay to doubt.
所以我们怀疑是可以的。
But first, he is not a ghost.
但首先，他并不是一个魂。
So if we look at 39 and 40 here, how do we know he's not a ghost?
所以我们看39节、40节，我们怎么知道他不是一个魂呢？
Well, he has flesh, he has bones, they touched him.
因为他有骨有肉，他们还摸了他。
And he ate food.
他还吃了东西。
Okay, what does this really mean?
这个代表了什么呢？
The resurrection is a physical resurrection.
所以这个复活是一个实体的复活。
He was dead for 3 days.
他死亡了三天。
Now he's not dead.
他现在没有死亡了，不再死亡了。
His body raised from the dead.
他的身体从死亡中复活了。
The resurrection is not a feeling.
所以复活不是一个感觉。
Jesus didn't rise in my heart.
耶稣并没有从我的心里面出来。
It's also not Jesus' spirit rose and went to heaven or something, no.
那耶稣也不是一个魂去了天堂。
His body rose from the dead.
而是他的身体从死亡中复活了。
The point is, our resurrection, your resurrection will be the same.
重点是你的复活，我们的复活会是一样的。
I sometimes find Christians a little confused about this.
那我觉得有些基督徒对这个有一点点迷惑。
We often believe that our spirit rises from the dead and goes to heaven or something like this.
我们常常以为我们的魂会从我们的身体出来，然后去到天堂。
This is not what the Bible teaches.
这个并不是圣经上所教导的。
The Bible teaches we will have a physical bodily resurrection like Jesus.
那圣经上教导我们的是，我们会有一个身体实体的复活，就像耶稣一样。
A new body.
是一个新的身体。
We don't go to heaven and become spirits.
我们不会到天堂变成。
We are raised with new bodies. Sorry, new bodies into a new heaven and a new earth.
我们会有一个新身体，进到新天新地去。
God cares about the world, the physical. It's good. He made it good.
那神在意的是我们这个物质的一个世界
and
是好的。
And he will recreate it also good.
他也会再重新创造好的。
But don't worry, it will be a new body.
但是不用担心，会是一个新的身体。
So mine will have more hair, right?
所以我会有更多的头发。
Okay, now let's go on to 44.
好，现在我们看44节。
Good? Oops, too far.Just takes a minute. Okay. In verse 44, Jesus says, everything that Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms wrote is about me.
那耶稣对他们说，在摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所写的都是指着我。
And everything they wrote must come true.
那所有写的关于我的也都会应验。
So Moses...The Psalms and the Prophets. What is this? What do we call this?
那所以摩西还有先知还有诗篇这些是什么啊？
That's the Old Testament. We call that the Old Testament.
这些就是属于旧约。
So Jesus says the Old Testament is about Jesus.
所以耶稣说，旧约是关于我，关于耶稣。
When we read the Old Testament, we need to understand we're reading about Jesus.
所以当我们读旧约的时候，我们需要了解我们是在读耶稣。
We are reading about the Messiah, we are reading about the Christ.
我们是在读关于弥赛亚还有基督。
Okay, next here in verse 45, what does Jesus do?
那我们看45节耶稣做了什么。
Says he opened their minds to understand the scriptures.
他说他开了他们的心窍，使他们能够明白圣经。
So if you don't understand,Or if you doubt, or if you've heard a lot but don't believe, then maybe you need to ask Jesus to open your mind.
那所以如果你读了很多你不明白，然后你心中也怀疑的话，那你需要去问耶稣，请他开你的心窍。
To help you understand.
去帮助你来明白。
Okay, now in verse 46, looking at 46, what exactly does the Old Testament say about the Messiah?
那46节是旧约里面到底说了什么关于这位弥赛亚呢？
So the Old Testament says that the Messiah must suffer and die and rise 3 days later.
就是说这位弥赛亚他必须要受害然后第三日从死里复活。
So before Jesus ever came, the Old Testament wrote about what he would do.
所以在耶稣来到这世上之前旧约就已经说了他来了之后在世上要做什么。
Before he was born,The Old Testament was written about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus.
在他还没有出生的时候，旧约就已经说了他的出生、他的生活在地上的生活，还有他的复活。
In verse 47, what does the Old Testament say about the Messiah? What is the purpose of the Messiah?
那47节讲到弥赛亚，为什么要讲到弥赛亚？目的是什么？
It says, in his name...To spread repentance and forgiveness of sins.
说要奉他的名传悔改和赦罪的道。
The message of forgiveness and repentance.
悔改和赦罪的道。
What do we call this?
我们称这个为什么？
Well, this I hope you know, this is the gospel.
我希望你们知道，这个就是福音。
This is the gospel message.
这个就是福音的信息。
That you can repent and be forgiven of your sins.
你可以悔改，然后你可以得到赦罪。
Now repentance, the simple definition of repentance, to turn your head and go another way.
那悔改它的另外一个意义其实就是把头转过来，然后走另外一个方向。
Yeah, you're going one way and then you turn your head and say, no, I'm going to go this way towards Jesus.
所以你原本是走在这个方向，但是你愿意把头转过来往耶稣的方向走。
And he will forgive you.
他就会原谅你。
Don't keep there's no need to resist Jesus. Turn your head and believe on Jesus.
不要抗拒耶稣，把你的头转过来，转向耶稣。
So Jesus says the Old Testament is talking about him and the gospel.
所以耶稣说旧约就是谈论着他还有福音。
Now there are many, 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 many places in the Old Testament that say this.
那在旧约里面有许多许多的经文说到这一部分。
So I'm going to show you some.
所以我接下来要给你看一些。
Don't panic.
不要慌张。
We are not really going to look at this.
我们不会要一个一个的。
I just want you to see there's a lot.
我只是要让你们知道有许多的经文。
Okay. I'll simply say just a few.
我只要很简单的说几个。
The Messiah will be born in Bethlehem.
所以弥赛亚将会出生在伯利恒。
The Messiah will be a descendant of King David.
那弥赛亚会是大卫王的后裔。
The Messiah will actually go to Egypt when he's young and come back from Egypt.
然后弥赛亚小时候会在埃及短暂的生活。
To be clear, Jesus cannot control any of these things. He's as a boy, you're born. Where you're born, you can't control where you're born.
所以耶稣其实并不能够控制这一切。
Later on, these are other passages. For example, Isaiah 53, Psalm 22. They both say, they talk about the death and resurrection of Jesus.
然后另外在以赛亚53篇，然后还有诗篇22篇都有讲到耶稣的死和他的复活。
There we go. Okay. But it's not just prophecy in the Old Testament, not just the prophecy.
但是在这个旧约里面，这些不是只是一个预言而已。
Every time you read about judgment or mercy in the Old Testament, this is about the judgment and mercy of Christ.
那我们在旧约里每次看到怜悯，还有mercy and
judgment and mercy. Sorry.
审判和怜悯的时候、yeah. 其实也就是耶稣要给我们的。
Every time you read all the laws about what makes you holy and unholy, this is to help us see we need holiness from Christ.
所以每一次我们看到哪些是圣洁哪些是不圣洁的事的时候我们就要想到说我们的不圣洁是需要基督。
But even more than that,The entire story of the Old Testament is the story of the Old Testament is about Jesus.
甚至整个旧约里面的故事都是关于耶稣。
The story of the Old Testament is about God trying to forgive us and bring us back into His family.
那旧约的故事就是讲到说神要赦免我们，要把我们带回到基督里。
So, for example, I'm sure you know in the Old Testament they would have to kill a lamb, sacrifice a lamb. Yes.
所以在旧约里我们 们都知道就是他们必须要杀一只羊然后要献给神。
And the sacrifice of the lamb would forgive their sins.
那杀了这只羊这只羊就能够赦免他们的罪。
A more specific example would be this example in Exodus.
那更明显的就是在出埃及的记的时候。
As you know, they had to kill a lamb and put the blood on the doorposts.
就是他们必须要杀一只羊然后把羊的血放在门槛上。
And when they put the blood on the doorpost, then judgment would pass over them. The death judgment would pass over their house.
当他们的门上有血的时候那神的这个审判就是越过这一家人。
So when we get to the New Testament, for example, what does the New Testament call Jesus? The Lamb of God.
对我们到了新约的时候新约里怎么称呼耶稣呢就是神的羔羊。
The idea is Jesus, like this lamb, his blood,covers our sins.
就像这只旧约的羊一样耶稣的血就是遮蔽了我们的罪。
So now we can have peace with God.
那所以我们可以和神有和平。
One more example.
再一个例子。
Yeah. I made this slide.
这些是我做的。
I am not an artist.
Okay.
Okay, this is also the Exodus.
这个也是出埃及。
What do we have in the Exodus? They have to cross the Red Sea. Remember, they have to get over the Red Sea. Yes?
记得吗？在出埃及记的时候，他们必须要过红海。
What do we have here in Egypt?
那我们在埃及有什么？
On one side, you have the evil Egyptian king.
那有一边是那个邪恶的埃及王。
You belong to the evil king.
你是属于这个埃及王的。
You are a slave.
你是一个奴隶。
On this side, there's death.There's fear, there's evil, there's pressure.
那在这一边呢你看到是有奴隶有死亡恐怕邪恶讨厌。
What's on the other side of the Red Sea?
那红海的另外一边是什么
There's freedom.
有自由。
There's life.
有生命。
There's peace.
有平安。
Safety.
和平。
There's love, there's righteousness.
有爱有公义。
And God is your father.
神是你的父亲。
How do you get there?
我们怎么到那里去呢
You have to cross the sea.
我们必须要过红海。
But you can't get over, it's too big, you can't cross the sea by yourself.
但是这个红海这么大我们不可能自己过去的。
God has to open a road, he has to open it.
神必须要开一条路给我们。
He opens one road, not two roads, one road.
而且是一条路不用很多条路。
Just go through that road and you gain freedom.
必须要通过那条路我们就能得到自由。
This road is Jesus.
那这个路就是耶稣。
Jesus opened a road for us, one road.
耶稣开了这唯一的一条路给我们。
So we can leave slavery to sin and get freedom with God.
所以我们可以离开奴隶离开罪然后去享受父亲的神的自由。
That's the gospel.
这个就是福音。
This is repentance and forgiveness.
这个就是悔改还有赦罪。
So we turn our head away from Egypt and towards Jesus.
所以我们要把我们的头从埃及转开然后转向耶稣。
We walk through this road and become the people of God.
然后我们要经过红海然后成为神的儿女。
So the Old Testament is full of this stuff. It's all over. It's everywhere.
所以旧约里面满了像这样子的诉说。
What am I saying?
我们怎么说这个?
This is the receipts.
这个就是收据。
The Old Testament is the receipts.
这个旧约就是一个收据。
It's the proof that Jesus paid for our sins.
这是一个证明耶稣已经付了代价。
It's the proof he paid for our forgiveness.
他已经为我们的赦罪付上代价。
It's the proof that he loves us.
也是他爱我们的证明。
Do you understand? Nobody could do this.
你可以了解到吗?没有人可以做到这件事。
No person could write this. No one could write this Old Testament.
Okay. 没有人可以写像旧约这样子。
Hundreds and hundreds of years all writing about what Jesus would do in the future.
那几百年在旧约里面这么多几百年的时间写的都是关于在新约里的耶稣。
All of these point to Jesus.
所有的这些都指向了耶稣。
This is impossible for, this has to be God.
这个是一定从神来的。
You know, if I only had one receipt,Maybe it's a coincidence.
我如果只有一个收据，那也许是一个巧合。
One receipt, maybe it's fake.
然后一个收据的话，也许是假的。
This is a lot of receipts. It's huge with hundreds of years of history.
那我们看到了这里有许多的收据，这是几百年的来的一个证明。
They all show us that Jesus was real. Remember, the disciples, they saw Jesus, they were afraid and they doubted.
还记得吗？门徒们看到耶稣的时候，他们害怕，而且他们怀疑。
Jesus is saying, you don't need to doubt.
耶稣对他们说，你不需要怀疑。
All this was written hundreds of years ago, so you could trust me.
这些都在几百年前都已经写在旧约里的，你们需要相信我。
So we don't need to doubt.
所以我们不需要怀疑。
We can trust that Jesus has brought us into his family.
那我们可以相信耶稣已经把我们带进到他的家中。
He has forgiven us. He has really risen from the dead.
他已经赦免了我们，他也从死人里复活了。
We have the receipts.
我们有这些收据。
So from now on, every time you see a receipt, you can know that Jesus is trustworthy.
所以从现在开始，你只要一看到收据，你就要想到耶稣是可信的。
Okay, now let's look at 47 again.
我们现在再回到47节。
Repentance and forgiveness.
看到这个悔改还有赦罪。
If two people fight, what do they really need?
如果有两个人在争吵，他们需要什么？
How do you fix the relationship?
你怎么去修复他们的关系？
Maybe you fight with your husband, your wife, your friend, coworker.
也许你们是夫妻在吵架，或是跟你的朋友，或是你的同事。
Well, you each need to repent and forgive.
那你们都需要悔改，然后赦免。
But with God, this is a little bit different.
但是就神的那一面来说，有一点不一样。
Because God did nothing wrong.
因为神并没有做错什么。
But He is offering us forgiveness.
但是他却愿意给我们赦免。
Only we did something wrong, but God is still offering us forgiveness.
虽然我们有做错事情，可是神仍然会给我们赦免。
This is like when I fight with my wife.She never did anything wrong. So
就像我跟我太太争吵，她从来没有做错任何事情。
But she still offers forgiveness.
但是她还是原谅我。
It's the same thing.
这是同样的事情。
Okay, this is not like other gods.
Not like other gods.
Yeah.
这跟其他的神是不一样的。
With other gods, you make an offering.
其他的神是你需要献祭。
You bring something to the God.
你需要带一些东西到他前面。
And maybe the God bless you.
也许这位神会原谅你。
Maybe not.
也许不会。
In Taiwan, we say, 五拜五伯比。五拜五伯比。I don't know, how do you say 五拜五伯比 in Mandarin? Can you say it in Mandarin?
在台湾有句。
有拜有伯比啊，我不知道。
有人懂这个话吗？
Oh, okay.
保佑。
So it,
有保佑。
Yeah, most gods have this written, you know, 五拜五伯比。
有拜就有保佑。
On the temple.
有拜就有保佑。Okay. 在这个庙上面有写。
天无保。Sorry. 我讲台语而已，所以我不知道。Okay. So what's the point? The point is, if you worship, then I will bless you. That's what the gods are saying. If you worship, then I bless.
这个意思就是说，你只要敬拜我，我就会祝福你。
Maybe.
也许。
But Jesus made the offering for you.
但是耶稣为你做了献祭。
We have the receipts.
我们有这个收据。
It's done.
已经完成了。
The Israelites, they couldn't cross the Red Sea by themselves.
以色列人并不能靠自己过红海。
You cannot save yourself.
你也不能拯救你自己。
You can't do something so that...To get across the Red Sea, you can't do something to make God love you.
你不能够做任何事情就可以过红海，你也不可以做任何事情让神爱你。
Jesus does it for you.
耶稣已经为你做成了。
Because he loves you.
因为他爱你。
And he wants to know you.
而且他还要知道你，认识你。
My wife and I, we do lots of things together.
我太太和我做许多的事情都是一起做的。
We work together.
我们一起工作。
We live together.
我们住在一起。
We play tennis together.
我们一起打网球。
Badly.
打得不好。
We talk together. We have fun together. We visit places together. We talk to everything we do together.
我们常常一起谈话，我们一起游玩，一起旅游。我们常常会讲一些很有趣的事情。
Why do I spend so much time with my wife?
我为什么要花这么多时间跟我太太在一起呢？
I want...To know her, I want to know her better. I love her, yes?
因为我想要多认识她，因为我爱她。
She is my wife and my friend.
她是我的太太，也是我的朋友。
If she or if I if we got sick one day, if we got
如果我们生病了
，we would do anything to help each other.
我们会尽我们全力去帮助彼此帮助。
You know, if we were.And it could happen. We're getting older. If one day one of us got really, really sick,
那这个是有可能的，因为我们现在越来越老了。如果有一天我们生病了
，every worldly thing would just become unimportant.
那个时候世界上所有的事情就会变得不重要了。
We would give up those things.
我们会放弃那些事
to help each other.
去彼此帮助。
Why do we do this?
我们为什么要这么做
Because knowing her and loving her is more important. It's the higher value.
那因为认识他和爱他是更重要的。
Jesus was a man. He was born as a person.
耶稣生下来是一个人。
We just sang the songs about him being giving himself up for us. Why? Why would he do this?
我们刚刚有唱歌，就是讲到他放弃了舍了自己的命为我们啊，为什么呢？
It's the same two things. He wants to know you. He wants to love you.
这是同样的一件，就是他想要认识你，他想要爱你。
You are so important to him.
你对他来讲很重要。
Now.It's for the glory of God. That is number one. The glory of God is number one.
首先，这个是为着神的荣耀。
It glorifies God for him to know you and love you and bring you into his family.
所以，这是归荣耀给神，就是他能够认识你，他爱你，把他带回到神面前，把你们带回到神面前。
So this is what Jesus did. He gave up everything.
这就是耶稣所做的，他舍弃了一切。
Even life.
甚至他的生命。
So we could be with him.
所以我们可以和他和天父在一起。
47. Who is this message for?
所以47节这一个经文是给谁的?
Where is this message preached?
那这个经文是在哪里说的?
From Jerusalem to the nations.
是要从耶路撒冷一直到万邦。
The whole world.
就是全世界。
God is a God of the whole world because he made the world.
神是全世界的神，因为他创造了世界。
He cares about the world. He loves the world.
他在乎、关心这个世界，他爱这个世界。
Everyone is important to him.
每一个人对他来讲都是重要的。
This is the biblical message.
这是一个圣经的信息。
This is what the Bible says.
这个是圣经上说的。
The Quran never says Allah loves the world. Never.
那可兰经里面呢，从来没有提到阿拉这个神他会爱人。
The Quran does not say Allah died for the world.
可兰经里也没有说阿拉为这个世界而死。
Taiwan has many, many gods.
台湾有许多的神。
There are many gods in the world.
那世界上也有许多的神。
I don't know any god who says he loves the whole world.
我不知道有任何哪一位神有说他爱世界。
There is no God who said he died for the whole world.
也没有神说他愿意为世界而死。
This is a biblical message.
这是一个从圣经来的信息。
This is the message of Christ, the message of Jesus only.
就是基督和耶稣的信息是唯一的。
And again, we have the receipts.
那再一次重复，这我们有这个收据。
So God does love the whole world, yes. Amen.
神爱世界。
Again, if two people fight, what do they need to fix their relationship? What do they need?
所以我们再回到刚才讲说两个人争吵的话他们要怎么办?
They need forgiveness.
他们需要赦免。
Once you repent, if you believe in Jesus, you repent and you gain forgiveness, yes?
所以你如果向耶稣悔改然后他会赦免你。
After you receive God's forgiveness, you realize something new.
当你接受了这个耶稣的这个赦罪的时候你觉得有一个新的东西。
If the highest God, the creator God can forgive and love me, how can I not forgive other people?
所以当这位最高的神这位创造世界的神原谅我而且爱我的话那我怎能够不去原谅别人呢?
I am not higher than God.
我没有比神更伟大。
If he can forgive us,
如果他能够原谅我们,
we can forgive others like our Lord does.
那我们也能够原谅别人，就像我们的主一样。
I think we read this verse. We love because he first loved us.
我想我们有读这个经文，就是我们爱是因为他先爱了我们。
Jesus is not some small God, a God of the land or a goddess of the sea like Taiwan.
嗯哼，呀，那耶稣不是一个小神啊，就是一块地或者是一个岛或者是一个某个海的神。
He's the highest God, the biggest authority.
他是最高的神，是有最高的权柄。
If he forgives us, we as well can forgive others like our Lord.
如果他能够赦免我们，那我们也能够赦免别人，像我们的主一样。
That is real peace. That peace.
那就是一个真正的和平。
Not peace from money.
不是因为有钱而有和平。
Not peace from your position or from education or from a job.
那也不是因为你有教育或是你的好工作或是。
It's peace from good relationships, real relationships, loving relationships.
而是一种安息，是一种有从一个爱的关系里面生出来的安息。
Peace with God and then peace with others.
就是与神和好，有和平，也与人也有平安。
That is real peace.
这个是一个真正的平安。
Don't let the world fool you that peace comes from the material, it comes from money or something like that.
不要让这个世界欺骗你，平安是要从物质或是金钱而来。
What does all of this have to do with the nations?
那这一些和这个万邦有什么关系呢？
拜托，拜托，拜托，
拜托，拜托。
Does this have to do with the nations? Everything.
那这个到底和万邦有什么关系呢？
This,
每一件都有关系。
This is what the nations need.
这个就是万邦所需要的。
They need real peace.
他们需要真正的平安，真正的和平。
I mean, we're all reading the news, right?
我们现在都有看新闻。
The nations desperately need the gospel.
万邦现在迫切的需要福音。
They need a gospel of repentance and a gospel of forgiveness.
他们需要悔改的福音，也需要赦免的福音。
The nations need a world that is full of people, full of Christ's love and forgiveness.
那这个世界就是万邦，他们需要的是这很多属神的人在里面，也要需要有从神而来的平安。
I want to say it again. I want it to be clear. The nations, this world, it needs more people full of Christ's love and forgiveness.
这个万邦就是现在世界所需要的，就是需要很多的人，他们里面有基督的爱，还有赦免。
So the nations need you.
所以就这个世界是需要你。
Amy and I have our first grandson. It's very exciting.
那 Amy 和我们刚有了第一个孙子。
一个孙子 yeah. He's 1 year old.
他一岁。
Beautiful boy.
非常可爱的男孩。
We, last week we took him to the library.
上周我们带他去了图书馆。
So we're only here for 2 months, so we want to do a lot with our grandson.
因为我们只有在这里停留两个月，所以我们想要跟他做很多事。
And, but the bad part is I had to change his diaper, so.
是不好的是我必须要换他尿片。
So I took him into the bathroom to change his diaper.
所以我带他到了图书馆里面的厕所换尿片。
You know, in the bathroom, they have changing table. I don't know, what do you call that?
你知道这边的厕所里面都有帮婴孩换尿片的那个桌子。
Yeah, I put him down, I changed the diaper. Okay.
所以我把他放在那个上面然后换尿片。
There was a man in there washing his hands, you know.
然后当时旁边有一个人在洗手。
And he turned on the hand dryer.
他就把那个吹干机打开了。烘干机打开了。
Now, the hand dryer was right behind my grandson's head.
那个烘干机就在我孙子头的后面。
He couldn't see it.
他看不到。
It's very loud.
但是很大声。
Oh, the look on his face, he was terrified. He was terrified, very scared.
他的脸上的表情表示他非常的惊恐。
And he looked, you know, he puts his hands out, he looks at me and like, ah.
他就马上说。起来好像说啊
，Fortunately, I was done changing his diaper, so I could pick him up.
所以还好，我已经把他尿片换完，赶快就把他抱起来。
So I picked him up and I calmed him down. Yes.
我就把他抱起来，然后安抚他。
But really, if you saw his face, it was. I mean, I almost cried. It was awful. He was really, really scared.
啊，所以如果你有看到他的脸的话，那个脸真的是显示出他非常非常的恐惧。
I can't imagine what the kids right now in these war zones are experiencing.
那我实在是不能够想象现在这些在战区里面的儿童他们的心理所经历的。
It's terrifying, especially for them.
啊，一定是非常的恐惧，特别是对孩子。
Maybe some of them don't have moms, dads, grandmas comfort them.
也许他们有些人已经没有父母或是祖父母可以安慰他们。
Politics,
政治
diplomacy,
政策
these are very important, they're very important and very good.
这些都很重要也很好。
Well, except for politics, that's not
true. 除了政客。
These are good things, they help.
这些都是好的，他们是有帮助的。
But this is not lasting peace.
但是这些不是生命的平安。
That's a band-aid.
那些都只是一个创可贴。
The nation need more people full of Christ's love and forgiveness.
那这个世界万邦所需要的是一般人，他们里面是满了从基督而来的赦免和爱。
That's a real peace.
这个才是真正的和平。
That's a peace that lasts.
那这是一个长久的和平，存到永远的和平。
Your family, your church,
你的家庭，你的教会
，the nations,
这万邦。
Need more people full of Christ's love and forgiveness.
也需要有更多的人是满了基督的爱，还有赦免。
Only repentance and forgiveness can bring real peace to people, to families, to the nations.
那也只有爱，还有悔改和赦免能够把人I'm sorry.
That's okay. I forget what I said now. I'm sure it was good.
只有基督的爱，还有基督的这个赦免，赦罪，才能够把人带回来。
I love this church.
我很爱这个教会。
You have many languages.
你们有许多的不同的语言。
Many countries.
也从不同的地方来。
You hear your love and peace here now.
所以你们现在可以有爱的和平在这里。
Show that even to the nations.、Okay?
那需要把这个要表扬出来，展示出来。
The world needs you as a beloved Jesus.
世界需要你去把你的这个爱和你的和平展现出来。
Okay, how do I know this? Actually, verse 48.
那现在我们看48节。
Verse 48 says, what? Jesus looks at the apostles and he calls them what?
然后在这边看到主耶稣看他的这个门徒，然后他叫他们什么呢？
He calls them witnesses.
他们叫他们见证人。
What is a witness?
什么是见证人？
A witness is someone who tells what they saw and experienced.
见证人的意思就是他们要能够去说出来他们所看到还有所经历的。
They call a witness into court. He says, I saw this, I experienced this.
那他们在法院里面，我们找见证人来，就是他要能够说，我看到这个，然后我也经历了这个。
This is our favorite restaurant in Jai.
这是我们最喜欢的一个餐厅在嘉义。
小笼包哈。
小笼包。
Mini bar. Okay. These are not the best 小笼包 in Jai.
这个并不是嘉义最好的小笼包。
They are the best 小笼包 in the world.
他们是世界上最好的小笼包。
We have been, our children, we have two daughters, they grew up in Taiwan.
我们有两个女儿，她们都在台湾长大。
And we've been going to this restaurant, I don't know, over 20 years.
那我们去这家餐厅已经有超过20年了。
So our daughters know the boss, you know, they know the banyan.
我们的女儿都认识的那个老板。
So she always says hello, and now they're older, now they're married, it's exciting.
所以他们每次看到老板都会打招呼，然后他们现在已经长大，也都结婚了。
I think there's a law in Taiwan that if you find a good restaurant, you have to invite all your friends.
我想在台湾好像有一个律法，就是如果你找到一个好的餐厅，你一定要把你所有的朋友都请来。
So whenever someone comes and visits us in Jai, especially a foreigner, of course,
we all take them there. 有国外的朋友来看我们的时候，我们都会带他们去。
Amy and I and our daughters, we are witnesses for this restaurant.
所以 Amy, 我还有我的女儿，我们就都是这家餐厅的见证人。
That's what a witness does. I found something good.
就是我们找到一个好吃的。
If you have experienced repentance, the repentance and forgiveness of God, if you have experienced that,
如果你有经历过神对你的赦免和悔改和赦免的话，
if you have experienced peace with God and peace with others,
那如果你也有经历跟神恢复了和平，跟人也有和平，
please share that.
请你们去分享。
That's the gospel.
那就是福音。
You found the good restaurant.
你找到了这个好餐厅。
You are the witness.
你就是那个见证人。
Here in this church, you are witnessing. Every time you come here, you witness something good.
那在教会里面，你每一次来，你都有见证到一些美善的。
You saw and experienced something good.
你有看到，也经历了一些美善的。
Share that with others.
请你去分享。
Okay, I want to talk one more time about repentance.
我想要再重复一下关于悔改的部分。
Think a little bit about what repentance really means.
我们稍微想一下什么叫做悔改。
It actually means listening and understanding.
它是代表你听，然后还有了解。
I can't repent if I don't know what's wrong.
我没有办法去悔改，如果我不知道错在哪里。
I can't turn my head if I don't know where I'm going.
我不能够转我的头，如果我不知道我要走哪个方向。
I need to listen to God, and I need to listen to you.
那我需要听神的声音，我也需要听你。
You need to listen to me.
那
You should listen to me. We need to listen to each other. This is repentance.
我们需要互相听。
This is how our fellowship should work.
那这个我们的交通就是应该是这样的。
This is how churches should work.
教会里就应该是这样。
This is how your church should work.
这也是你的教会应该这样子的。
You listen to each other. You talk to each other.
那你们可以互相聆听，然后彼此交谈。
This is the only way to repent.
那这是唯一我们去悔改的路。
We, everyone in this room, we are broken people.
那我们每一个在这里的人呢，我们都是破碎的人。
We mess up a lot.
我们常常做错许多事。
So as we live together in families,And as we live together in church, we will have problems.
所以当我们在家庭里面过生活，在教会里过生活，我们会有问题的。
What does the gospel teach about this?
福音教导我们什么呢？
First, repentance and forgiveness brings healing with God.
首先就是悔改，然后原谅，然后就是从神，我们就跟神之间会有一个医治。
And like our Lord, we repent and forgive each other.
那我们也像我们的主一样，我们也可以悔改，然后原谅彼此。
And then that brings healing to our families, healing to our marriages, healing to our co-workers, healing to our churches, healing to our countries, healing to our nations.
那就会为我们的教会带来许多的医治对我们的家庭、我们的婚姻、在我们的社会甚至这个国家甚至这个世界。
The world needs the gospel.
这个世界需要福音。
Right, yeah, 47 and 48. What is this?
这个是什么？
This is missions.
这是我们的使命。
That's missions.
这是使命。
The world needs missions.
这个世界是需要这个使命。
It needs us to go and to share the gospel of repentance and forgiveness with God and other people.
你需要出去去跟人传悔改赦罪的道。
A repentance of that brings peace and love everywhere.
那悔改能够带进和平还有爱，不论在哪里。
It also needs us to be examples of this.
那我们也需要成为一个榜样。
We live together and we show this kind of peace and love in our families and in our churches.
那我们需要在我们的家庭里，在我们的教会里，能够活出这样子的实际。
When we live like this, we make the gospel attractive. We make, wow, the gospel is amazing. I don't, how can those people be in peace together?
当我们有这样子活出的时候，我们就会让这个福音活起来。别人看到就会说，哇，这一群人怎么能够这样子的在一起。
I pray to God, no matter what happens in our world, that your church,will continue to have that kind of peace and unity for the world to see.
那我向神祷告，我希望不论这个世界变得如何，你们的教会都能够一直在神里面有这样子的和平和合一。
So here's just one example of missions.
这个是我们我们宣教事工的其中的一个。
This is our ministry in Jai in Taiwan.
那这个是我们在嘉义的服事。
These people have come together, they've heard the message, and they're coming together in peace and love.
那这些人听到了福音之后就来在一起然后有爱还有和平。
Yeah, they're coming together in Christ, in the gospel.
他们是在基督里面在听了福音之后来在一起。
You and I, we are part of something very, very big.
那你和我我们是很伟大的一件事情的一部分。
God is at work in the whole world.
那神是在这个向这个世界做工。
He has been working a plan through all of history.
他在这个从自古以来就是有一个计划在。
He's been working this plan for hundreds, thousands of years to bring people back to himself.
他已经工作了千年几千年然后是要把人带回来。
Again, we have the receipts to prove this.
我再重复，我们是有这个收据可以证明的。
And he is inviting you to join into that story.
他也邀请你要加入他这样子的一个工作。
He is inviting you to join into missions.
他邀请你要来加入这样的一个宣教事工。
But don't be scared. We need help.
但是不要害怕，我们需要帮助。
That's what happens in verse 49.
那这就是49节。
Okay, this is a little bit unclear, but Jesus says, the Father will send to you, onto you, right? The Father will send the one onto you.
那这里说，我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上。
It's not clearly written in Luke, but other places, what this is talking about is the Holy Spirit. The Father, Jesus will send the Holy Spirit, whom the Father promised.
那这个在这一节不是很清楚，在其他的经节里面讲得很清楚，就是神会借着基督把圣灵降在你们身上。
Why do we need the Holy Spirit?
为什么我们需要圣灵呢？
Because we need help.
因为我们需要帮助。
We can't do this alone.
我们不能够单独行事。
We need, what does it say? Power.
我们需要什么？这边有写，我们需要能力。
Okay, we're gonna take slow down on this word power. Okay,
我们要在这一部分稍微慢下来。
Context.
好，我们看一下的背景。
Context of Luke 24. Yeah, the context of Luke 24. What is this power?
Yeah, 所以在路加二十四章里面，这边讲的这个能力是什么
？This is the power of repentance, forgiveness, and witness.
那就是我们悔改赦免还有见证的能力。
That's what this passage is about. Repentance, forgiveness, and witness.
那就是关于悔改赦免和见证这个能力。
We need to draw close to the Spirit so that we can do those things.
那我们必须要有靠着圣灵来做这些。
This power is the opposite of the world's power.
这个能力和世界上讲的能力是刚好相反的。
When they killed Jesus, Rome or the government is saying, my power is the ability to make you do what I want, to kill you even.
那在罗马政府呢，他们当时杀耶稣的时候就要说，我们的能力呢，就是要让你死。
That's the world's power, right?
这是世界上的。
Even in maybe a workplace or a family, you can see people use power like this sometimes.
所以不仅是在你工作上，在家庭里，你都可以知道有哪些人是有那种能力的。
So that's what the power of crucifixion says, or kill you.
那也就是耶稣钉死的时候所经历的那种能力。
But there's the resurrection.
但是还有复活。
The resurrection says, no, that's not real power.
复活说，神说这个不是真正的能力。
Real power is the power of repentance and forgiveness and peace with God.
真正的能力是从悔改、赦罪，还有与神和平。
Peace with God and peace with others.
与神有和平，与人也有和平。
This is upside down power.
所以这个能力是跟我们世界上的能力是相反的。
And because it's a resurrection, this is power that will last forever.
那因为这是一个复活而有的能力，所以这个是会存到永远的。
The world's power is puny and it won't last.
那世界的能力是不会维持长久的。
Resurrection power is forever.
复活的能力是存到永远。
Okay, finally, let's look at the last bit here.
那最后我们看50节。
51 there. Where does Jesus go?
耶稣去哪里了?
Well, it says he left and he went to heaven.
这边说他离开他们就被带到天上去了。
I actually don't completely understand what this means, but we know he left, yes.
那我甚至不是很理解这句话,但我们知道他走了,他离开了。
And of course, other parts of the Bible, of course, tell us he is going to come back.
那其他的经文有告诉我们他还要再回来。
So, until Jesus returns, we are the hands and the feet of Jesus.
所以直到耶稣回来之前,我们就是耶稣的手和耶稣的脚。
He left so that the Father could send the Spirit.
他离开了,所以父,天上的父可以赐给我们圣灵。
And with the Spirit now, we can multiply what Jesus does.
那所以因为有的圣灵,那我们就可以让
We multiply with Jesus. We all have the Spirit, so it's more hands and more feet. Yes.
所以我们就会有经历这个圣灵的增生，就是会有更多的手，更多的脚，每一个人。对。
Yeah. Many hands and many feet.
我们许多的人，我们就会有许多的手和许多的脚。
This is why this is the kingdom of God, right? This is the kingdom of God on earth.
因为这个就是神的国在地上。
We together with God's Spirit, we love people in the world. We bring the kingdom into the world.
Yeah, 我们爱世上的人，所以我们也要把神的国带给他们。
Bring the kingdom into the nations.
把这个神的国带到万邦去。
Now at the end here.
在最后。
Yeah, what is the very first thing these apostles do?
那所以这些门徒他们的反应是什么
？They worship him.
他们敬拜他。
First thing to do, worship.
第一个做的是敬拜。
Never let anyone tell you that believing Jesus was God or worshiping Jesus came later, 100 years or 200 years. That's silly. Oh, sometimes people say, oh, Christianity, you know, they didn't think Jesus was God at first. They believed that later on.
Yeah. 有些人他们会觉得说他们不相信耶稣是神，你可以晚一点再信。
No, day one, the first day, they worshiped Jesus. They knew he was God.
所以从这一天，他们就立刻就开始敬拜神了。
Finally, there at the end, what does it say that they're filled with what? They're joyful. 很大的，对不？
那这边我们也看到他们敬拜他，然后大大的欢喜。
Okay, this is a contrast.
这是一个很明显的对比。
Remember, what did they first feel when they saw Jesus? What was their first reaction?
那想一想，他们刚刚见到耶稣的时候，他们的反应是什么
？They were scared and doubting.
他们很害怕，而且怀疑。
And now what is it?
那现在说什么?
It's joy.
他们现在是喜乐的。
So now that they've seen Jesus and they've had the scriptures explained to them, they're full of joy.
他们看到了耶稣,然后耶稣也解释了经文给他们,他们心里满了喜乐。
They have a clear understanding of the gospel now.
他们现在对福音有一个很清楚的认识了。
And they're filled with joy and they go home and they praise God.
他们就满了喜乐。回家，然后就赞美神。
And I hope that today, as we discuss the scriptures, this too will fill you with joy and help you praise God.
那我也希望今天你听到这篇信息之后，你的心里也能够充满喜乐，然后回到家里能够赞美神。
Let me pray.
那我们一同祷告。
Lord, thank you for the resurrection.
主，我们感谢你，谢谢你的复活。
Thank you for repentance and forgiveness.
谢谢你赐给我们悔改还有赦免。
We pray, God, that through the Spirit, we would live a life of repentance and forgiveness in our churches and families.
我们向你祈求，靠着圣灵，我们能够在家里面，在教会里面，能够活出赦免和赦罪的一个生活。
And we pray, God, that we could be witnesses to what you've done in our lives for other people to experience this same joy.
那我们也求你让我们能够经历了这样子的悔改赦免的经历之后去和人分享分享我们的喜乐。
Pray all this in your name, Jesus, because you are worthy.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求因为你是配得的。
Amen.
Amen.